You're listening to SBS News.
A lot has happened around the world since 2015. But according to human rights advocates, when it comes to Australia's human rights commitments, there's been little movement. The country had 6 years to respond to almost 300 recommendations by other nations, but the Human Rights Law Centre says only 17% of those recommendations have been addressed. The centre's executive director, Hugh de Kretser, says the Universal Periodic Review will again highlight inaction on key issues.
As a wealthy, stable democracy, Australia could absolutely be leading the world on human rights, yet too often Australian governments are violating people's human rights in critical areas.
Australia's failure to meet a greenhouse gas emissions reduction target in line with other nations has already attracted condemnation from the United Nations. Mr. de Kretser says the climate change issue will affect its relations with one of the nation's key partners, the United States, as it prepares to recommit to the Paris Climate Accord.
There are going to be enormous human rights implications from climate change. You know, Australia's national report to this UN review doesn't even mention it as an issue. And so what we saw with the Biden administration coming in and taking a very different and important leadership role around climate change, I think Australia will increasingly be a pariah on climate change and has to do more from a human rights perspective and from an environmental perspective.
Also in the spotlight in Geneva is Australia's treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, specifically the overrepresentation of Indigenous people in custody. Treatment of Australia's traditional owners intersects with another human rights concern, that Australia has children as young as 10 years old behind bars on criminal charges. Priscilla Atkins is chief executive of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency. She believes resolving this issue makes economic as well as moral sense.
But the cost to taxpayers is so significant. You know, we're over $100,000 for an adult in prison, over $300,000 for a youth. We're saving taxpayers' money and it can be redirected into better programs.
The Raise the Age campaign, which is championed by human rights groups including Amnesty International, reports close to 600 children aged 10 to 13 years were locked up in a single year, and thousands more were hauled through the criminal legal system across the country. Asylum seeker and refugee issues also face scrutiny after the United Nations previously criticised the Australian government over its offshore detention policy. And all countries have been warned by the UN's health agency, the World Health Organization, to consider their neighbours and poorest nations in the pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has condemned vaccine deals that prioritised profits and led to young people being vaccinated in rich nations before the elderly or ill in places without vaccine deals.
Not only does this me-first approach leave the world's poorest and most vulnerable people at risk, it's also self-defeating. Ultimately, these actions will only prolong the pandemic, prolong our pain, the restrictions needed to contain it, and human and economic suffering.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.